This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. A senior official of Caritas Europa said on Thursday that the human rights dimension of the migrants crisis is being sidelined by attempts to prevent the migrants and refugees from arriving in Europe and crossing its borders. Shannon Foeman, head of policy and advocacy for Caritas Europa, was speaking on the same day that Caritas Europa launched a new report entitled Migrants and Refugees Have Rights. I spoke to her about their report and the migrant crisis in general.
Well, first of all, we don't consider the inflow of refugees and migrants as the crisis. We consider the lack of finding a valuable, viable, long-term solutions by the policymakers as the challenge. And that's where the crisis lies, because there's a crisis in solidarity. Of course, the report was drafted prior to the refugee movement. It's still nonetheless a very timely report, because it considers a number of different focus areas that are all highlighting the legal channels to access the European Union. And so it looks at the common EU migration and asylum law policies, the impact this has on migrants and refugees. And it really focuses on the impact it has from the perspective of a human, in reminding that these aren't just figures and costs that are associated with member states, as is often discussed in the discourses, but these are real people who are in need of protection and are in search of improving their life. So the report also considers the access to protection, looking at the humanitarian visa and resettlement, looking at the challenges related to criminalization of irregular entry, the use of detention, even border externalization, also studying the non-refoulement policy and the impact for family reunification.
What do you find most upsetting about the current situation for migrants? Is it the lack of solidarity, the lack of a common or comprehensive approach by the EU? The fact that they tend to, as you say, see this as an invasion, as something very threatening?
Yes, clearly we find the biggest challenge that the human rights dimension is being sidelined by the attempt to circumvent the arrival of people to Europe. We're concerned by the deterrence approach that is currently being spread by the policymakers in an attempt to circumvent having to pay the cost for integration and reception. And for us, it's imperative that the human rights and the human dignity of the migrants and refugees is being respected. And we're concerned that this is not always at the forefront of the policy development.
As we speak, EU leaders are holding a summit in Brussels to discuss a provisional deal that would see all migrants and refugees landing, say, on Greek shores, being sent back to Turkey. And then for every Syrian sent back, a Syrian would come from the camps. What are your views about this provisional deal that they're discussing?
Well, we're quite concerned by it, but there's even some elements towards it. The situation also in Greece. We're concerned, for example, that the decisions that are being made at the council level are actually self-imposed humanitarian crises, that they're turning Greece into a refugee camp, and this could be resolved by using solidarity as a tool and distributing people throughout the European Union. We see the same thing happening now with Turkey. As a way to answer your question, we're concerned by the intensity in trying to return people, where Greece at the moment doesn't consider Turkey as a safe third country. And so it then becomes also an ongoing struggle where the people who are most in need are suffering the most as a result of the indecision. Not only the indecisions, but the poor decisions when it comes to ensuring the protection of the human rights.
Do you think that sadly we are going to continue to see a European Union that is divided on the issue of migrants and refugees? Because so far we've seen that they haven't been able to come up with a comprehensive policy, let alone solution.
Yeah, it sounds, based on the discussions we've been having with people from the European institutions, it sounds and it seems very clear that the Council remains very divided as to the solutions. And then the other challenge is that decisions are being made, but then a few days later, later, the policymakers are reversing the decisions or just not implementing the decisions that have been agreed to. So in that regard, we encourage the relocation of the people, the pledge of 160,000 persons as agreed in September. And we encourage the cease of plans of erecting borders around Greece and outsourcing the management of migration from mainland Europe to any non-EU country. We really demand that the root causes of migration be addressed and that more legal channels be enabled. And we're pleased by developments yesterday in the European Parliament that acknowledges the need for humanitarian visas, so legal channels that are not yet in place that could be useful for accessing protection.
I was speaking there to Shannon Foman, Head of Policy and Advocacy for Caritas Europa.